89.5 KWGS. It's 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkin. You're listening to Morning Edition. Well, coming up, Governor Fallon has announced plans for an economic development trip to Europe. The governor's office says that she will lead a delegation from the State Department of Commerce and from northeastern Oklahoma on the trip. The group actually leaves on Saturday and will be gone for a week. It's been organized by the Tulsa Metro Chamber of Commerce. On that trip will be Jim Fram from the Tulsa Chamber. We had a chance to chat with him about the trip.
We're leaving Saturday, be gone for 7 days, be going through seven countries. We actually go into London first and then wind through Paris, Zurich, Liechtenstein, Brussels, and Germany, and then back home next Saturday. We have started this project about 18 months ago. We identified about 27 companies that either had headquarters in northeast Oklahoma and operations in Europe, or headquarters in Europe and operations in northeast Oklahoma. You know, good example of a couple of those are Lafarge and Hilti. And we determined that as a part of our marketing program, it would be a good idea to visit with those companies kind of on their home turf and thank them for their investment in northeast Oklahoma and thank them for being a part of our community. And also at the same time to maybe identify vendors, suppliers, customers, clients that it would be good for them and good for northeast Oklahoma to have them located a little closer.
And you're going to bring along, some folks from the Department of Commerce and the governor?
Yes. Governor Fallon agreed a year and a half ago to let us put her name on this, and she's going with us. Mayor Bartlett's going to be along with us. We've got a couple of folks from the Oklahoma Department of Commerce. Some of our marketing staff are going, some of our regional partners, and some community leaders here in Tulsa.
Now, while you're there thanking these businesses for being involved in Oklahoma, aren't you really kind of asking them to expand their operations and retain their jobs here?
That's probably, John, going to be kind of an unsaid or unstated message. Obviously, when you travel halfway around the globe to thank somebody for their investment and thank them for being here and thanking for providing jobs, you're basically telling them that you care and that we're a good place to be. So yes, the subliminal unspoken message is going to be we would sure like your continued commitment, and we sure like having you in our community, and we'd like for you to stay and grow and prosper.
Well, Jim, I know the governor goes overseas all the time. The mayor has been to Japan just recently. The Tulsa Chamber flies to Washington, D.C. to lobby lawmakers. But has the chamber ever gone on this long of a trip this far away?
Dang, this is a first for Tulsa, and we're really looking forward to it. And we're really excited that the governor had decided to be involved in this. And I think we've got a great group going over there.
Now, just so you know, airfare and lodging for the governor and her staff is to be paid for by the Oklahoma Business Roundtable. That is a state economic development organization. It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. You're listening to Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.